This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm and Minster. 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Here come the Raiders. Again, left corner, Braylon Cordagna. Good again. 3 from the same spot. for Braylon Gordimer. Loose ball rebound. Fark. Fark lets it go from three-point land. Quick Sharoo. Nolan Fark from downtown.
Downtown, outside town, and all around the countryside. The radio on your phone is tuned to scoresbroadcast.com. We are a hit featuring outstanding boys and girls high school basketball.
Ball thrown foul line to Avery Randall on the arc of the jump shooter. A long one is in by Skylar Albers. Every bit as high as it was deep. Dribbling. Simone put off. Goes to Sherman in the post. Spins, ducks under, banks it down. Pete Sherman. High left, it goes to Mesher. Back door, Colleen, great feed. Colleen, layup, got it. Beautifully done on the play by Victoria Mesher. Outstanding pass. She threaded the needle. Redskins up 10.
Get up for the big games on scoresbroadcast.com. Your Shelby County schools, the Midwest Athletic Conference, Sidney and Lehman.
Rebound, though, goes to McFarland. Fadeaway shot in the paint area. No. Rebound, Chapman up and in. Crowd goes crazy. Lehman fans behind us. Good board work by Justin Chapman.
Much more balanced. 19 points from Aiden Quinter. He was terrific.
Yep.
And they got 12 from Braylon Gordimer, star of the future for sure. Then they got 8 from Chappie, 8 from Fissinger. I'm going to go with Aiden Quinter as the player of the game for the Rushi Raiders.
Far right wing, it's Avery Brandewey. Dumps it down inside to the cutter. Colleen Brandewey caught it and scored. Outstanding play. You talk about the chemistry there. Exceptional.
Game after game, scoresbroadcast.com continues to highlight those exciting plays and exceptional players.
Fadeaway jump shot by Aiden Worman. A 16-footer is no good, but a great offensive rebound stick back by Isaac Ratterman.
My goodness, he is so strong.
Wow. Carter Plyman with a step back 28-footer to start the scoring for the Trojans. He ripped the cords. The ball went right down through the ropes. CC Borchers down the left side of the lane. Flips it up with the left hand and makes it. Good play.
She is becoming the complete basketball player.
CC Borchers, special player.
I think the officials in a game that's this tightly contested are doing a great job.
My, oh my. Did he get away with a travel? Wow. Rushi bench up in arms. They had a right to be.
So you got to take a shot with at least 5 or 6 seconds so you've got a shot at a putback if you don't make the shot.
Heiser sets a screen for Caleb Maurer. Hop, skipping a jump into the lane. Six footer. It's good. Caleb Maurer has put Fort Lauderdale in the lead. 13 seconds to go. Down to 9, 8. Here's Camden Reese into the lane. Driving, shooting, scoring. Camden Reese scores. Here's Fort Lauderdale in backcourt. They throw it high in the air off the backboard, and Jackson Center wins it on a Camden Reese runner. A bank shot in the lane. Jackson Center pulls it out of the fire.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, we'd like to welcome all of you to high school basketball here today on scoresbroadcast.com. It's a monster Saturday from Minster. We've got two games for you. Mistakenly, we're on the air a little early. I misread the scoreboard. Thought it was the fourth quarter when, in fact, it was the third. So here in several minutes, we'll go back to some Van Halen music. But in the meantime, we'll update you on our doubleheader Saturday from here at Minster. Girls game upcoming. Findlay Liberty Benton against the Minster girls. Tip-off coming up at about 1:20, 1:25 or so. Then later on this afternoon, a 5:30 tip between the Minster boys and Rushi on the air at about 4:55. We've just ended three quarters of our junior varsity girls game here today. Minster leads Findlay Liberty Benton by a score of 40-11. 40-11 in favor of the Minster girls. Mike Wiss in his sixth year, head coach of Minster. Nate Irwin, 19th season head coach at Findlay Liberty Benton. It's old news, Chuck, but last year these two teams played up at Findlay. Lauren Gerken, star player for Liberty Benton, was not available. And Minster won that game by a score of 46-34 at Findlay Liberty Benton. Lady Wildcats hope to do it once again today, but despite being a pretty tall Minster team, the Wildcats will be outsized by a Findlay Liberty Benton club, which is huge. In fact, there will be 2 6-footers in the starting five. And in girls basketball, boy, that height advantage around the rim can be a major player.
Well, on both ends of the floor, I think maybe even more on the defensive end, because girls basketball, very few girls on the inside jump very well when they go up and shoot the basketball. So you can defend them flat-footed, and if you got 6'1", 6'2 girls out there, makes it much more effective.
Now, Gerken is the young lady who was unbelievable against Fort Loramie late in the season last year up at Findlay. In fact, the Fort Loramie Redskins ran into a buzzsaw, were unbeaten, and the defense by Findlay Liberty Benton on that Saturday afternoon was outstanding. Fort Loramie couldn't throw it in the ocean and got thumped soundly by Findlay Liberty Benton. Interestingly enough, a few weeks prior, Fort Loramie went to Ottawa Glandorf and clobbered Ottawa Glandorf by nearly 30 points. And guess who Findlay Liberty Benton lost to in the district championship? Ottawa Glandorf.
Of course. Well, up at Liberty Benton last year, I have to admit, I was starstruck. I was looking at all the things for the Kraft children up there. Two of my favorite Ohio State players ever.
Sure. Yep. Yep. This Liberty Benton team, as I mentioned, is coached by Nate Irwin. He has done an outstanding job over his career, a longtime head coach. And he's got a hot shooting daughter, great from behind the arc.
Yeah.
She has scored 18 and 19 in the two games for Findlay Liberty Benton so far this year, and Riley Irwin. So Minster's going to have to take care of business in the paint against Liberty Benton's height and check Riley Irwin on the outside.
Well, I have to admit, I'm reading down the Minster roster, and there's very few names that I remember. So they're definitely building from scratch. Mike, if anybody's going to be able to do it, it's going to be Mike Wiss.
Well, last year up at Findlay Liberty Benton, Ella Mesher, then a senior for Minster, pumped in 14. Lily Barhorst had 8. Morgan Sparks, 8. Casey Auber, 6. Katie McClurg hit a big 3 in the fourth quarter. Sparks drained 1 in the third. Those young ladies, with the exception of Mesher, are back this year for Minster. So it's a club with a lot of experience. And like I said, Minster plays a stout schedule. Findlay Liberty Benton, Ottawa Glandorf, Fort Loramie. Right off the bat, Minster's first 3 MAC games, Coldwater, Marion Local, and Parkway, figure to be the 3 teams to beat in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Yep, Parkway, tall, very strong, perhaps one of the couple best girls teams in Parkway girls basketball history. Marion Local returns everybody but a substitute off of last year's very good team. And I mentioned Coldwater in that group. How about Minster beat Coldwater 2 nights ago here by a score of 43-39. Minster did lose to Rushi in a game played at the Rushi Gym. Minster was out-rebounded big time in that contest. Rushi won it by 7. No shame in that. Head coach Paul Bremigen's got an outstanding Rushi girls club here in 2022-23. Wide open in girls basketball, a number of far better than average teams. I don't think anybody is decisively much better than the other here in West Central Ohio in girls Division IV.
No, I don't think so either. And obviously, we haven't seen them all. But
we know Tri-Village will be mighty strong for sure.
Some mean kid came over here and just tried to knock us over.
Just about had a collision. A couple 3 JV players collided right at the side of our laptop computer here at courtside. About 4 minutes left to go in our junior varsity tilt, with the Minster girls leading by a score of 42-11. Very good performance by Minster on Thursday night. Coldwater 6-footer, outstanding volleyball player by the name of Riss Miller, scored 20, but Minster won it before
43-39. That game was tied at 20 at the halftime break. And then the Wildcats outscored Coldwater 12-6 in what was a decisive third quarter of play. Now, Minster also owns a victory over Wapakoneta. May have mentioned that. The loss to Rushi. 2-1 by way of record for the Minster girls. Finley Liberty Benton is 2-0, beating Van Buren 59-20 in a game played on Thursday night. Finley Liberty Benton plays in the Blanchard Valley Conference, which they will be leaving in about 4 years. Not as strong as the Midwest Athletic Conference when it comes to girls basketball, but it is indeed competitive. Finley Liberty Benton rules the roost in the BVC year in, year out. Coach Irwin, phenomenal record, 354 wins, 79 losses at Finley Liberty Benton. Three state Final Four appearances, state champs in 2010. How about Mike Wiss, state champs in 2018 and 19, leading the girls basketball program, and a three-time state champ head coach in Division IV baseball for Mike Wiss.
That's just really impressive. I have one state runner-up in my entire career, so that is an impressive resume.
I've got a third-place finish coaching knothole baseball.
we were the state runner-up in Division I softball in 1995, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Maybe 94.
Yeah, Pickwa had a run there 2-3 years. Mighty, mighty good.
We went both years. Got beat in the semis, 1-0. Got beat in the finals the year before, 5-4.
I'd like to let you know that we are on the air thanks to several outstanding Minster sponsors, including Burke Petroleum, new this year here on scoresbroadcast.com. Burke Petroleum, SecureCom in Minster, online at securecom.com, SECURCOM, the pros in protection, SecureCom. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. And Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and other Ohio cities and six states. The associates at Precision Strip do the exceptional. We'll be running down our entire list of anchor sponsors in just a few minutes. Again, a reminder, later on today, airtime at 4:55, tip at 5:30. Minster and Rushi boys go at it. Rushi won the game last year over Minster, breaking a 5-year win streak by the Minster Wildcats. Rushi won it last year at Rushi. Minster had won 5 in a row, and the two teams collide later on this afternoon. Rushi unbeaten 3-0. The Rushi boys beat Fairlawn last night while Minster opened and defeated Houston. Rushi boys 3-0. And Minster 1-0. How about Felix Francis for Rushi, Chuck, off the bench last Saturday night? 19 points, 12 rebounds.
Jeez.
Against St. Henry for Rushi. He's 6'5", having grown 4-plus inches in the last year. Rushi mighty deep in boys basketball.
Yeah, they're very good. I mean, I remember a few years ago, and we're going, boy, look at all the freshmen. When they're seniors, they're going to be outstanding. There's three of them left,
yeah,
but they are outstanding.
Indeed, sure are. Finley Liberty Benton and Minster girls upcoming here in several minutes. Our JV game is winding down. It is 51-13 in favor of Minster. Minster JV's solid club, playing very well. Minster varsity, very few seniors on the roster. In fact, many minutes will be logged today by underclassmen for Minster. So it's a program which should be extremely strong next year, no doubt about it. Will be very interesting to see come another month or so how the configuration of D4 district champs plays out. Where does the MAC winner at Wapakoneta go? Last 3 years, the MAC has stayed in the Northwest region.
Well, I find it hard to believe that you start the season and you still don't know exactly what district you're going to be in or section are you going to be in.
I had a conversation with a couple of coaches about an hour ago about that very same thing. We may not know for, who knows, 6 or 8 weeks. To me, I think you need to know because
it might have some impact on your scouting and preparation.
Well, of course. I mean, it affects every team not knowing. I mean, it affects the teams that don't know where they're going to play.
Right.
Because they don't know who they're getting ready to play in a sectional. Doesn't make any sense.
Last we heard, Marion Local in the Division 6 state championship in football was leading Kirtland 14-6 in the fourth quarter. That was the last we heard. As we noted several minutes ago, one of our fine underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com is Minster's Burke Petroleum. Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. Hey, propane customers, Burke Petroleum can now service your propane needs, too. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum in Minster, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at BurkePetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, as a basketball just hit me in the right jaw, and all of a sudden I've developed a headache. We've had players land on the laptop computer, and a ball hit me in the face.
I couldn't get to you. I said, look out. That's the best I could do. I didn't see it until it was too late.
All of that and the flu bug can make life pretty miserable.
Well, when you start talking like this later.
If I snap, crackle, and pop a little bit today, you'll know why. We've had players land in our lap.
It could be your jaw. It could be the flu.
We've had a basketball hit us in the face, and we're still trying to get over the flu bug. Burke Petroleum in Minster. Inquire, request delivery at BurkePetroleum.com, 315 West 1st in Minster. That's B-U-R-K-E, Petroleum.com, 1-800-776-3097, 1-800-776-3097. Put Burke to work for all of your energy needs. And don't forget, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in West Michigan in Sydney has a big blowout sale going on right now. Huge inventory left over from the massive tent sale. Prices are rock bottom. Inventory fantastic. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, and more. Plus dining room sets and bedroom suites. One bargain after another. Goffney is family owned and operated. Four generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. We will take a break here for a few short minutes, then return. We'll hear from Mike Wiss, head coach at Minster. Eventually have our starting lineups for you on the air a little early. Time is passing quickly. We're 10 to 12 minutes away from the opening tip. Minster girls against Findlay Liberty Benton should be a superb girls basketball contest here today on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. LaCalle Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E. Yes, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service. And on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
Welcome back here to Minster High School. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McPhee. Marion Local has defeated Kirtland. It is official. It's a final 14-6. The Marion Local Flyers win the Division VI state championship in football. It is state title number 13 for Marion Local in high school football, and football state championship number 41 for the Midwest Athletic Conference. How about that?
They play pretty good football, no matter.
Indeed. Offense, defense, special teams, they don't miss a beat. And New Bremen.
A shot at the next one.
At New Bremen kicks off at 3 o'clock against Warren John F. Kennedy as the New Bremen Cardinals vie for their second Division VII state championship in 3 years. We've got girls basketball for you in about 6 minutes. Minster and Finley Liberty Benton. Then later today, as part of our Monster Saturday at Minster, it's a 4:55 airtime, 5:30 tip for Rushi Minster boys. Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus the latest up-to-date technology, we support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. So do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, osgoodbank.com. Well, a few days ago, I spoke with Mike Wiss, sixth year as the mentor of the girls' basketball program here at Minster, and he said he had plenty of depth in the backcourt for the 2022-2023 season.
We returned our three senior guards. Katie McClurg will be our point guard. Morgan Sparks is our two guard, plays really good defense, pressures the ball well. She's going to play soccer in college. She's a runner. She gets in your face. She likes to make the opposing ball handlers uncomfortable. Going back to Katie. Katie's a shooter. She likes to get her feet set. The third guard is, Casey Albers. Casey's about a 5'8", 5'9", senior. Likes to get her feet set in the corner. The other two are younger underclassmen. One of them is Lily Barhorst. Lily was a good volleyball player for us the last several years. Wants to go to college to play volleyball. Very, very athletic. Can jump out of the gym as our post player. She's a junior, about 6'1". And then we have a sophomore, Addie Inskeep. I in my mind, I've never told her this yet, but I call her Steady Addie. She's strong. She can, you know, you can tell a lot about girls when they get strong and they can flip the ball on a skip pass across the floor pretty quick. She doesn't seem to show emotion on her face. We talk about, and I like, when somebody walks in the gym without looking at the scoreboard, they shouldn't know how you're playing that day. How's your day going? Is it good or bad? Addie's usually got a pretty steady face. She's going to be a really nice player for us in the future, getting her feet wet here pretty quick as a sophomore.
A plan of attack for Mike Wiss's teams, offensively, defensively?
Offensively, we have guards that like to put it up. Lily Barhorst needs to be on the floor for us to be a good rebounding team. We tied Rushi in rebounds in our loss here. Rushi got us by 7. And we beat Wapak in our first game of the year here. We did a pretty good job on the glass. But Lily is our rebounder. She needs to be on the floor for us to help. We will be very much full court man. We'll try to run and jump a little bit. Again, like I mentioned with Morgan, trying to get the defense uncomfortable. Make the offense do things that they don't want. Don't let them make the easy entry pass, you know, easy post entries. Things to try to disrupt someone else. Sometimes we take pride in, if you know through scouting and stuff, when someone has 4, 5, 6 set plays, try to not allow them to run those plays. They're running those plays because that's what they feel comfortable in doing, and we try to take them out of what they want to do.
Words of Mike Wiss, head coach of the Minster Wildcats. It's a pretty talented team, Chuck, experienced club, but very few seniors see a lot of minutes. Well, it's a team with the expectation to have a very fine record this year, compete for a Midwest Athletic Conference title, already having downed Coldwater on Thursday night. But it's a team which will be exceptionally good next season, without a doubt.
Right.
But right now, Mike Wiss is thinking about this campaign and today's opponent, Findlay Liberty Benton, which Minster beat, a mild surprise, up at Findlay last year, 46-34, when Benton was without Lauren Gerken,
right,
the club's leading scorer.
Well, when you talk, the first thing you talk about as a head coach, you have three guards that you feel comfortable with that are going to do a good job for you. That's the start. Because if you handle the basketball and don't turn the ball over, that's a key. I like to have a big girl, but if you can't get the ball down and get the offense set up to get her the ball, it doesn't do you any good.
As I mentioned, Coach Wiss and his Wildcats pulled off what some might consider a mild upset Thursday night this week in clipping Coldwater, 43-39. Lily Barhorst led the way with 11. Casey Albers added 9. A Minster 12-6 bulge in the third quarter decided the game. The contest was tied up at 20 at the half. Meanwhile, Liberty Benton is now 2-0 after routing Van Buren on Thursday by a score of 59-20. Liberty Benton plays in the Blanchard Valley Conference. And the two leading scorers are Gherkin and Irwin, the coach's daughter. Remember those two names, yep. Lauren Gherkin and Riley Irwin. Well, we'll return here in just a few minutes after the playing of our national anthem. Starting lineups are next, then the opening tip. It's Minster versus Findlay Liberty Benton. A very fine girls basketball game upcoming here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino with Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. I knew we had to flip the healthcare system on its head when I started Victrus 5 years ago because I watch patients get sicker with hardly any providers actually diving in to the root cause of their condition. If you're tired of trying to figure out your symptoms on your own, then give our holistic medical team a call at 937-557-5657 or go online at victrushealth.com/free consult.
Now let's meet our officials for tonight's game. This is Jack along with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee at Minster High School. Minster girls versus Findlay Liberty Benton upcoming in just a moment. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, right across from Brookins. I tell you what, you check out all the posts online, the references, the recommendations, the comments. Just excellent. Each and every one of them, 40 years doing business. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo. Stylist Renee Mesher, stylist Chris Siegel, stylist Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Our experience, your style, and we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, right across from Brookins. 40 years doing business, giving you your best due. Visitors have just been introduced. Findlay Liberty Benton, Sophia Barbara, 6 foot junior, is in the opening lineup at a power forward. Kylie Recker, 5'7 senior to wing. Riley Irwin, he starts at a guard. And the lights have just been turned off here at Minster. And I'm not able to see a thing. Well, the additional two starting lineup members for Findlay Liberty Benton are Lauren Gherkin, who is a 6 foot junior, Addie Crow, a 5'7 junior. So it's Barbara, Recker, Irwin, Gherkin, and Crow. Gherkin and Irwin, the two leading scorers. Irwin scored 19 on Thursday. Gherkin scored 16. Both shoot the three ball extremely well. Both knock down threes at a 40-some percent clip, which is amazingly good. Karis Willow, a 6'3" senior, is wearing a boot. She is a volleyball player, outstanding one, who's going on to Penn State to play volleyball. She's playing basketball her first year this season at Liberty Benton. Not today. She's shaking off an injury. She's got a foot in a boot. That's 6'3" Karis Willow.
Yeah, she took the boot off. I mean, she's warmed up. She looks like she's game time decision.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the boot has been removed. Okay.
Going to Penn State to play volleyball, you're going to have to be pretty athletic.
Yeah, she'd like to make a few spikes on the basketball floor today. For Minster, it's Katie McClurg at guard, 5'4" senior. Casey Albers, a 5'10" senior in the opening five. Morgan Sparks at guard, a 5'7" senior. Lily Barhorst in the post, a 5'11" junior. And Addie Inskeep, a forward, a 5'9" sophomore. And you heard Mike Wish talk about her in the pregame.
The Eagles came out and they're playing a 2-3 zone, so Minster recognized early good ball movement.
Inskeep at the foul line, gives the ball up into the left corner to a wide open 3-point shooter, and it's Casey Albers who pops it in. First shot of the game, right down through the ropes. Casey Albers pours in a triple for Minster.
Had a great job of recognizing what defense they were in, and they ran their offense perfectly.
Here's Liberty Benton in the forecourt to her right. Straight away, it's Riley Irwin. Oh, my goodness. A long, high three-point floater from 25 feet goes in. She's decked as she shoots it. She hit the floor hard. Ball went through. She gets up a little gimpy. She's going to toe the foul line. I think she's okay. I just got through delivering the Liberty Benton starting lineup in the fact that Irwin was a prolific three-point shooter right away from distance. Bomb. It goes through.
She's a skinny 5'5", but she took that hit pretty well.
Foul shot. Missed it badly. It's interesting, Chuck, how so many of these adept three-point shooters almost shoot the three as well as they do the free throw.
Right. Or sometimes better.
Shot was missed. Rebound, though, knocked out of bounds by Minster. Game tied at three. Liberty Benton has it on the arc. It's Irwin to Gerken. Gerken, a turnaround 15-foot fadeaway. Skimmed off the rim, no good. Rebound, Minster. Wildcats drop it out of bounds in the corner. Game off to a good start. 3-3 tie. Each team with a made triple. A minute two into the game. Ball thrown in by Liberty Benton down to her right in front of the Minster bench. Eagles having difficulty getting it in. It goes below the rim to Recker. Recker makes it an adept drive and scores. Boy, she tightroped the boundary below the basket. Caromed it in off the iron, and it's 5-3 Liberty Benton. Minster down the floor in a hurry. Here's another deep right corner three, chucked up there by Albers, short. Rebound Liberty Benton. Gerken ahead to a teammate. It is Recker. Recker darts toward the rim and drops it in. Good fast break. 3-on-2 by Benton. Minster down 7-3, 7 straight by the visiting Eagles. On the arc, here's a long three by Minster. It is McClurg. In and out, no good. Rebound tipped around, goes to Liberty Benton. In backcourt, it's Recker. Recker against Morgan Sparks. Ball thrown top of the circle to Barbara. On a weave, it goes to Gerken straight away. Sizes up a long three and shoots it out of bounds. Didn't touch a thing.
Never got her feet set that time. Pretty good defense by Barhorst.
We played 2 minutes, opening quarter. Minster down 7-3 to Liberty Benton. Casey Albers popped in the first shot of the game, a three for Minster, 7 in a row by Liberty Benton since. McClurg on the arc for Minster. Ball thrown to the high post, then bounced down inside for Inskeep. It is knocked away by Liberty Benton, which heaves it up the floor, out of bounds. One error by one team, a miscue by the other, and Minster gets it back. Minster, the home white, black numbers outlined in orange, and Findlay Liberty Benton, the Eagles, in the road black. A lot of blue piping on the jerseys and shorts. In fact, blue lettering Eagles across the shirts, outlined in white. Pretty sharp looking uniforms, right, Chuck?
Yeah, I like them. I like the blue black combination.
Yeah. 5:38 left in the first. Timeout. Minster down 7-3 on scores. Broadcast.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Welcome back to Minster. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. After the timeout, Minster gets it in up across midcourt. Ball thrown left flank to Morgan Sparks. Down low on the right to a teammate. Powering to the rim is Albers. Shot hits the backboard rim. Caroms away, but a foul against Liberty Benton. Good ball movement by the Minster girls, who trail 7-3, 5:26 to go here in the first. Free throw up and in, dead on. Albers sinks it. Here's her second free throw.
She has all 4 points.
Yep, now all five, a three-point made shot, and a couple free ones at the stripe. 7-5, Liberty Benton in the lead. Eagles bring it to midcourt. It's Wrecker. Wrecker picked up by Sparks. Ball loose at the timeline, goes out of bounds. It will be Liberty Benton's possession.
Yeah, McClurg came up and doubled her fine, but she dribbled the ball and it bounced off her foot and out of bounds.
Inbounding for Liberty Benton is Addie Crow, a 5'7 junior. Backcourt to Wrecker. Wrecker on the bounce, picks up her dribble. Here's a sloppy pass, overplayed by Minster. Collision at midcourt, steal by Minster, then a foul against Liberty Benton, trying to reach back in and make the theft. Was it ruled a jump?
Totally held ball.
Okay. That was the better call of the two.
Yep.
I'm wrong. 3 minutes gone here in the first. 7-5, Liberty Benton leads. Here's Inskeep with the ball, elbow on the left. Loops the pass, far side of the floor, intercepted by Wrecker of the Eagles. Wrecker down the floor to the three-point shooter, Irwin.
Wow.
My goodness, every bit as high and long as it was deep. That was way up in the air. It parachuted down through a three ball. Benton leads it 10-5. Here's Wrecker out of control for Liberty Benton down the lane. Missed the easy one. Didn't take her time. Minster got the rebound. Long heave up the floor to Albers. Albers low on the left. Ball rotated on top. Handled there by Lily Barhorst. Barhorst gives it up to McClurg. Tries to go between a couple defenders. Lost the ball. Minster got it back. Baseline left. Inskeep. Eight-footer. In and out. No good. And the rebound down to the Eagles. Inskeep shot was right spot on. It rattled in the cylinder and came out. 4 minutes left, opening quarter. Another long three by Irwin. Extreme left side of the floor. Got it again. Woo, is she hot.
Need to foul her. I think she's missed as a free throw.
She has poured in three triples to give Liberty Benton a 13-5 lead. Here's a steal by the Eagles. And then an errant throw down the floor. Minster gets it back. Little ragged at the moment. Minster needs a bucket or two to tighten this back up. Liberty Benton went up 7-3. Now the lead is 8 points, 13-5. Minster with the ball, top of the circle. Ball looped left side of the floor. Intended on the play for Albers. Broken up, knocked out of bounds by the Eagles.
Well, Minster attacking that 2-3, and the first time they got a nice 3-point look out of it. Since then, they're kind of settling for threes, and I think Coach Wiss has gone his second time out to talk about getting some offense.
3:22 left, opening quarter. Minster 13, Liberty Benton, or I should say Liberty Benton 13, Minster 5 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
I think I failed to mention in the pregame, Findlay Liberty Benton is Division II, having been Division III the last number of years, just by a few girls, Division II this season. Coach Irwin said the program will probably fall right back to D3 in the near future. Just one of those cycles of a few more females in the school than normal, higher enrollment. Minster, a large D4, having been D3 a few years ago. Minster down by 8, 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter of play. Minster dribbling out 20 feet from the basket, and a reach-in foul is called. Anna Larger was mounting it on the floor for Minster. Personal committed by Liberty Benton. Minster throws in at midcourt. McClurg's got the ball 30 feet away. Dribbles, looks for a player at the high post. Goes to Albers, 25 feet away on the right. Rotated around to McClure, to left side of the floor. A lot of size on the interior. In fact, Willow is in the game now for Liberty Benton. No, that's Sophia Barbara. My mistake. Steal by Liberty Benton, and then it's knocked out of bounds at midcourt by Liberty Benton. Conversation directly in front of us between the coach and the official as to who knocked the ball out of bounds, and it's given to Minster. Here's McClurg outside the arc on the right. It goes on the play to Lily Barhorst. Need to get Lily going here. Down to 2:31 to go here in the first period. We're stuck at 13-5 in favor of Liberty Benton. In fact, Minster, Chuck, had the one field goal in the first 15 seconds of the game and nothing since. Here's McClurg. 21-foot jump shot, left flank. It sticks between the backboard and rim. You go to the possession arrow, and it's Liberty Benton ball. Clock stops. 2:18 left in the first quarter of play. Liberty Benton 13, Minster 5. Again, repeating, Casey Albers poured in a long three for Minster. Opening quarter of a minute of this game. No field goal since for Minster, just two free throws. And Liberty Benton has been on a roll. Irwin's got, what, three long triples, Chuck?
Yeah, oh, yeah. She's got three. And Recker's got two. Gerken hasn't scored yet.
Yeah, Recker a couple buckets inside for four. Irwin, three threes for nine. Another one by Irwin. It is online, short. Rebound, Minster, long pass up the floor, picked off by Irwin. Irwin to Gerken. Gerken, foul line through the paint, running toward the rim, blocking foul against Minster. Gerken at the stripe. Is it ruled in the act of shooting? If so, it's kind of a gift. It is two shots for Gerken. Minute 51 to go here in the first quarter of play. A couple of free throws for Gerken. She dips the knees, eyes the basket, leaves it way short. Gerken and Irwin better than 40% from behind the arc, less than 60% foul shooters.
Yeah, well, so far they're 0-for-2 from the free throw line.
Gerken again. This one's on the money.
Good form, so I'm not sure why she shoots at 60%.
14-5, Liberty Benton. Here's Minster across the timeline. It is Barhorst. Gives it up out back to Albers. Ball lobbed deep in the right corner to Barhorst. Back to the basket in the paint. On the arc to Albers.
Pass.
Wide open player, baseline left. Short shot is put up and missed on the play by Kayla Lamb. 5'10 junior forward who's checked in off the bench. Good ball reversal, open shot. Minster just could not cash in. Here's Liberty Benton. Top of the circle, it's Barbara. Ball looped into the post. No one home. Minster's got it. Minster breaks down the floor. A minute 12 to go in the opening quarter. Albers on the arc, looks for the cutter, can't find anybody. Pitches out back on the play to Morgan Sparks. 1 minute even left in the first. Back to the basket, Barhorst at the post. Baseline left, open jump shooter from 15 is Sparks. Missed it long. Rebound down to Liberty Benton. 48 seconds to go, first quarter. Double team Minster. Ball thrown cross court for Irwin. Irwin catches up to it. Gives it back up on the play to Kylie Recker. Recker on the left-hand bounce. Weaves it to Lindsay May, a 5'10 sophomore, is in. That Irwin, right wing, overshoots a three by 4 feet. Didn't hit the rim. Minster off and running down the floor. Drive toward the rim. Boy, it looked like Anna Larger was bodied on the shoulder. Shot went flying out of bounds after being blocked. Out of bounds it goes to Minster.
I think they were both kind of vertical. I think it was kind of a good call. I'm not sure who initiated the contact.
23.3 to go here in the first. 14-5, Liberty Benton. Minster lobs in out back near the Wildcats logo. Ball being handled there by Morgan Sparks. Near side pass to McClurg. Minster needs to get into its offense here. We're down to 10 seconds to go, opening quarter. 14-5, Liberty Benton. Here's a sloppy pass behind the receiver, cross court, out of bounds. Too many miscues for Minster.
8 turnovers now for the Wildcats in the first quarter.
7 seconds left, opening stanza, three-quarter court. It's Liberty Benton up the floor. It's Recker with 4 to go. Recker veers off into the right corner. Throws into the middle for Barbara, intercepted by Minster as the first quarter finishes. Had a quick start to the game, not much scoring over the last 4 minutes. At the end of one, Liberty Benton 14, Minster Girls 5. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Here we go, start of quarter number two. Minster girls in the home white, Findlay Liberty Benton. In predominantly black with a lot of blue and some white trim. Minster girls wearing the black numerals outlined in orange. McClurg open for an instant behind the arc, doesn't shoot it. Gives it up 25 feet away to Larger. Back to McClurg, 14-5. Liberty Benton up 9. We start the second quarter. Minster patiently attacking. McClurg is open high left. She jettisons up a three ball, short off the rim, rebound in the lane, shot put up by Inskeep, short, no good. Long pass down the floor, Liberty Benton, fast break, Irwin, missed it. Minster back the other way. Minster dodged a bullet there as Liberty Benton got the run out, couldn't finish it. A lot of quick scoring in the first 3 to 4 minutes, but the points have dried up since. 9-point lead, 1 field goal so far for Minster. Ball thrown top of the circle. Wildcats have it. It's Lindy Hemmelgarn in now. 5'5 senior guard. The zone defense, Chuck, for Liberty Benton, really giving Minster a lot
of trouble. Coach Wiss is talking to him about going high-low, hitting high, hitting the cutter going low. That's what they did that time.
Yep.
Worked, but they got blocked.
Inskeep got a pretty good look from 5 or 6 feet away. And Barbara, who stands 6 feet tall, smacked it out of bounds for Liberty Benton. 6:46 to go in the second. Minster down 9, 14-5. Far side of the floor, it's Hemmelgarn. Near side to Katie McClurg. She hangs on, picked up by Irwin. Ball bounced into the left corner to Lamb. Ball loose right in front of the Eagles bench. And it's out of bounds off Liberty Benton. It will be thrown in by Minster. 6:29 left to go here in the second quarter. I think one of the officials just gave the Liberty Benton a little bit of a, what for? You better be quiet. Deep in the right corner, it is Minster with possession. Cross court to McClurg. She sizes up a three ball and buries it. Katie McClurg from distance for Minster. 14-8. Liberty Benton leads 2 threes in this game for Minster. One by Albers, one by McClurg. 6 minutes left, second quarter. Here's a double team at midcourt on Recker. Gives it up to Irwin. Down to Barbara. Barbara in the right corner to Gherkin. Cross court, Irwin. She's got the green light to shoot the three. That one was crooked off to the right. Rebound, Minster. Quickly up the floor, McClurg. Looks for the open player, Hemmelgarn. Now ball bounced at the elbow on the right to Inske.
Pass.
Down low, open player. Good pass. Lamb lays it up. Blocked from behind by Liberty Benton. Eagles showing off their height on that play. Here's Recker with the ball in the right corner. Straight away, Gherkin puts it on the deck. Spin move in the lane. Can't shoot. Out back to the long-range gunner. It is chucked up there on the play by Lindsey May, a sophomore in off the bench. Way short. Rebound down to Minster. Still trailing by six. 5:09 to go, second quarter. Here's a cross-court pass. Caught on the play by Inskeep. She gives it up to Hemmelgarn. Near side, McClurg. Zone defense, Liberty Benton, having held Minster to 8 points, two field goals in darn near 12 minutes of action. Hemmelgarn outside the arc on the left. Minster tries to spread the floor, open up the paint a little bit. Dribbling Lamb into the corner. Hemmed in, needs to get rid of it. Bounces to a teammate off her knee. We've got a held ball eventually, and the arrow favors the visitors, the Eagles from Liberty Benton.
Too much passing and standing against that zone for Minster there. And they're only, I mean, they're trying to look inside, but all they're getting out of it is 3 pointers that they're not making. They've made two probably out of 7 or 8.
And the size of Liberty Benton has made a difference on the interior.
Yeah.
In the paint area, Minster simply cannot get a clean look. Good ball rotation by Liberty Benton. It goes around the horn. Low post left to Gherkin. And the ball is tipped out of bounds nicely by Minster, saving a 2-point basket. Good recovery by the Wildcats. 4:21 to go here in the second. 14-8 in favor of Liberty Benton. Oh, Gherkin gets loose in the left corner. Drive to the rim, beating Lamb. Layup is good.
She's a strong girl, and they need to see more of that.
Ball thrown to midcourt by Minster, which is down 8, 16-8. On top, McClurg open. It is rattling off the rim. No good. Rebound by Barbara. Foul against Minster over the back.
Well, I tell you, that Karis Willow comes in 6'3", and she's got some ups.
Yep, Willow had a boot on in the pregame. She is a volleyball star at Liberty Benton. Off to Penn State she goes. This is her first year of varsity basketball. And here is a drive by Gherkin. Gherkin, who's at 6 feet, gets a little screen from Willow, takes it into the cup, and hits a runner in the paint area. You talk about soft touch. Nicely done by Gherkin, and the lead is 18-8 in favor of Liberty Benton. Here's McClurg up the floor for Minster. Tries to throw it over the top of Gherkin, who reaches up and spears the interception. Then a great play from behind. Lamb frees the ball from Gherkin. Minster gets it back. 10-point lead, Eagles, 3:22 left, second quarter. On the arc, dribbling is Albers for Minster. Ball popped in the air by Liberty Benton, and it's touched last by Albers. Goes out of bounds to the Eagles.
11 turnovers now for the Wildcats.
3 minutes, 13 seconds left to go here in the first half of play. 10-point lead, Liberty Benton, 18-8. Willow has now come off the floor. Here's a very sloppy pass by Liberty Benton to the high post, and Minster steals it. Up the floor to Albers. Shot fake, had a three, didn't fire it. Gave it up to McClurg, back to Albers. Casey, next time around, when she gets that look, she won't pass it up again, I guarantee you. in the lane. Barhorse back to the basket. Foul from behind against Liberty Benton. Sophia Barbara, a 6-foot junior. You're right. Albers gets that shot, and she needs to pump it up there. She drained one early. In fact, she knocked down the first basket of this game, a three. 18-8 Liberty Benton, which is on an 18-5 run. 2:40 left to go till halftime. Minster has the ball outside the arc. It is Lydia Mesher in now, 5'10 junior. Head coach Mike Wiss has played 10 young ladies in the first two quarters. Near wing, it's Albers, looks to the post. Goes to Lily Barhorse, back to Albers. Long three, left side of the floor. Oh, my goodness. It hit every centimeter of the rim, but would not go in. Quickly up the floor, it is Recker for Liberty Benton, and she gets a shove from the backside.
They decline it. They're going to take the three-point shot.
2:16 to go, second quarter. 18-8 in favor of the Eagles. Liberty Benton leads it over Minster. Again, Minster went through a swoon from about the 22nd mark after the start of this game to just a moment ago, a span of a good 13 minutes. Minster was limited to just 2 points, a three early on, a 3-2 possessions ago. Gerken just made a great move on an inbounds pass, and then a steal by Irwin. Irwin to the cup, good for two more. Gerken and Irwin, the two leading scorers, get into the act for Liberty Benton. A couple of quick hoops, and the lead is 22-8. A minute 44 to go here in the second quarter.
Drive right there.
Beautiful play by Casey Albers. Splendid maneuver by Albers. She took it to the ring from the right corner and kissed one in off the window. Good shot. 22-10 in favor of Liberty Benton. Eagles have the ball to our right. Minute 21 to go, first half. Recker, 25 feet out. Picked up on the play by Albers. Ball thrown to the high post to Gerken. Wants to drive. In traffic, double dribbled, it appeared. She walked. Good call by the referee. Pretty good defense on Gerken right there.
Well, they surrounded her. Three of them came in. And that's what they're going to have to do because the kid's starting to really make moves around the basket.
1:11 to go here in the second quarter. McClurg up the floor for Minster. Down the right side, it goes to Albers. Well, Minster needs to close out this second quarter with a flourish. Albers 25 feet away. Zone defense by Liberty Benton has been mighty sticky. Here's a very errant lob pass into the lane. Easy pickoff by Gerken. She motors 60 feet down the floor. Gives it up to Irwin. Long three, right corner. It comes right down right through the ropes.
Swish. Barely moved the net.
Swish-a-roo by Irwin. It was every bit as high as it was far. 25-10. Shooting exhibition by Irwin of Liberty Benton. Here's Minster countering. Albers left wing, strong on the three. Liberty Benton off and running. Irwin, the trailer, gets it left corner. That one hits the back rim and soars up and over the backboard out of play.
Neither she or Gerken have come out of the basketball game, so they got to be a little bit tired.
They are the two mainstays. They'll average between them 30-some points a game all year long for Liberty Benton. They've got the green light to shoot.
They should.
Wherever and whenever.
Well, they're kids, so they shouldn't get tired anyway.
10 seconds to go, second quarter. Minster down 15. Here's Larger with the ball at midcourt. Off to McClurg. Near side, it goes on the play to Larger. She fires up a three ball. Off to the right, no good. As the first half comes to a close, it was all about Riley Irwin threes and Finley Liberty Benton's own defense here in the first two quarters. Minster trails 25-10 at the end of our first half. Are you looking for an extraordinary dining experience at home? Well, the Anna Market is at your service. You see, Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef, and high-quality pork cuts to offer you an extraordinary eating experience. And the Anna Market is the only market around that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Yep, the very best for the best like you. Furthermore, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. For your entree from the Anna Market, choose from the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. Between the marbling and rich flavor of their prime and premium beef and the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve meat guarantee an excellent eating experience. So, dine right at home. Make it extraordinary. Shop at the Anna Market, serving the very best for the best like you. It's the Anna Market. Make your dining experience at home extraordinary thanks to the Anna Market. Looking for work? Let Spherion go to work for you. Spherion, S-P-H-E-R-I-O-N, is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, Spherion is hiring for many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who earn up to $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion's got 20 offices throughout Ohio, including those in Sydney, Bellefontaine, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay, located on Ohio Avenue in Sydney. Go to applyohio.com. Register now, applyohio.com. Spherion, it works. Our halftime report is brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns, and American Architectural Glass, AAG Inc. The amazing glass connection, the industry's clear choice. Chuck, halftime report.
Well, five girls have scored in the game, two for Minster, three for Liberty Benton. Individual or rebounding is the team. The Eagles have a 13-9 advantage. Minster has a 2-1 advantage on the offensive boards. 13 turnovers for Minster. They turned it over 11 times in the first quarter, so they cut that back in the second quarter. 8 turnovers for Liberty Benton. 1-for-3 from the free throw line for the Eagles. Wildcats 2-for-2 from the free throw line. Individual scoring, Liberty Benton 11 from Riley Irwin. She has 4 threes and a 2. Gherkin has 3 twos and a free throw, 7 points. And Recker in the first quarter had 4. They scored 14 and 11, 25 for the first half. Minster, the two girls that young ladies have scored, Casey Albers with 7. Katie McClure with 3. They had 2 threes and a 2. They scored 5 in each quarter, and they trail it 25 to 10 at the half.
How do you solve this Liberty Benton zone defense, Chuck?
Well, I mean, you got to have cutters. You got to try to get the ball either high and then flash somebody from low, or throw it low and roll down the lane high. If you end up just settling for threes, yeah, you're going to make a few, but you're not going to win the basketball game.
The Liberty Benton Division II this year. Goes deep in the tournament every year in D3, will no doubt again this season in D2. Size differential is significant. Minster's not a small team, but Liberty Benton is a very tall high school girls basketball team. Then you throw in a prolific three-point shooter. That's one heck of a mix.
Yeah, I said Irwin is just, she's just catching the ball. Any place on the floor, she's a threat to shoot the ball.
Yep.
And then Gherkin, who only had a free throw in the first quarter. He scored 3 baskets in the second. They started letting her get the ball and roam around in the lane. She's a big, strong girl, and only a junior.
And she did in Fort Loramie last year in that game up at Findlay. Halftime score here today, 25-10. Liberty Benton over Minster. Our halftime report brought to you by Schnipple Construction and American Architectural Glass on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful. Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC Soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work, too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29, Anna, in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Minster High School. 25-10, Liberty Benton leads the Minster girls after two quarters. We're seconds away from the start of our third. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Chuck, before the start of the game, key building components for Liberty Benton, size and three-point shooting. They've executed all of that and then some.
Minster needed to stay in the game through the first two quarters with a combination of pretty good defense and better offense than the Wildcats have shown, has not happened. Thus, it's a 15-point deficit for Minster as we start action here in the third quarter of play. Right out of the chute, though, Minster gets a great drive to the rim. Well done by Lily Barhorst from the high post. Missed the shot, but she was fouled. She gets two.
Well, you heard the Liberty Benton coaches say, telling the Barbara, who was in the middle, that she needed to stay back until she caught the ball. She gave up too late, and that gave her a good look at the basket.
Free throw by Barhorst, first of two, no good. Second free throw by Lily on the way, arches it right up and in. 25-11, Liberty Benton in the lead. So those are the key building components. Minster needs to rally here in the third quarter and shut down Liberty Benton, which has scored 25 points in the first two periods. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. 25-11, Eagles lead by 14, make it 16. Good action from the high post to the low post to Gherkin right in front. She drops it in.
You let her catch the ball there, you are in trouble.
Here is Minster up the right side. Ball thrown to McClure ahead of the key. McClure gives it up, gets it back. She plays pitch and catch with Morgan Sparks. That zone defense from Liberty Benton is pinching the Minster shooters on the wings. Minster unable to get the ball into the middle of the floor and then down to the short corner. There they do. Extra pass. Had an open look, I thought, Chuck, from 8 or 10 feet on the baseline.
Yep.
Made the extra throw. It was picked off. Midcourt with the ball, Liberty Benton. Down the left side, it's Wrecker. Straight away, Gherkin. Spin move into the lane. Powers with the left. Up and short, no good. A lot of contact, no foul. Here comes Minster down the court. Baseline left, it's McClure on the arc to a teammate. In the middle of Barhorst. Straight away, Inskeep. Right side of the floor, Casey Albers. Pass to the post, broken up by Irwin. Foul, reach in.
I thought that last shot by Gherkin down here was her best shot. It didn't go, but what a move she made in the lane to go to her left hand.
Yep.
Just athletic as heck.
Just could not finish it. It was well done, except right at the end. Here's a good high-low action by Minster. Wow. Open look 5 feet away below the rim, and out of nowhere came some length from Liberty Benton. Gherkin with a spike from the backside. Ball was crammed out of bounds. Minster throws in. Here's Sparks down the right side of McClurg. Long cross-court pass to Albers for Minster. High right, Sparks picks up her dribble. Pitch and catch 25 feet away against this zone. Won't get it done. 16-point lead, Liberty Benton. Little penetration by McClurg. Pulls up inside the arc and buries a long two-pointer. Well done by Katie McClurg of the Minster girls. 27-13 in favor of Liberty Benton, which glides down the floor, beating pressure. Gherkin rips her way to the basket, right in the center of the court, all the way to the rack, up and good. 29-13 in favor of Liberty Benton. McClurg again outside the arc. Looked like she might have been raked across the arm. Missed it wide left. Rebound down to Gherkin to midcourt for Liberty Benton. She's sandwiched by two players and fouled. Ball will be thrown in by Liberty Benton at midcourt, which is up 16-29-13. 5:18 left here in the third quarter. Record of midcourt down the right side to Gherkin. High post, it goes to Barbara at 6 feet. On top, Gherkin. Long 24-footer, but a 6-footer. It is no good off the back iron. And it's gathered by Barhorst of Minster. Down the right side of the floor, it goes to Sparks. Baseline left, open fadeaway, 10-footer, missed on the play. That's the look you want. Albers couldn't finish. Here's Irwin down the floor for Liberty Benton. Clever job by her, Chuck. No chance to make the driving shot, but she made sure there was contact.
She kind of initiated the contact,
yep,
and at the same time flipped the ball at the rim.
Very aware to earn two free throws. Irwin for Liberty Benton, which is up 29-13, 4:47 to go in the third. Make it 30-13. A couple of substitutions for Liberty Benton. Karis Willow at 6'3", Lindsay May at 5'10", back on the floor. Irwin back at the stripe. She's knocked down four threes in this game. Hits the foul shot. 31-13 in favor of Liberty Benton. Quickly down the floor. Minster, baseline left. Open shot from 10, no good. Rebound in the lane. Minster up and down. A travel call against Larger. 4:39 remaining, third quarter of play. In backcourt, it is Liberty Benton goes to Gerken. Gerken does a bit of everything. She'll power to the basket in the lane. She'll post up. She'll shoot the three. Here she tries to beat pressure. Dribble drive from 60 feet all the way to the rack. No. Rebound, Minster. McClurg, long outlet up the floor to a teammate. Handled there by Hemmelgarn. On top, McClurg. Ball given up in the right corner to Larger. Baseline drive, nothing there. Irwin overplay at midcourt on the pass and a steal. Stops and pops inside the arc. Wild shot, no good. Rebound, Barbara. Tug of war for it. Foul against Liberty Benton. That was a shot by Irwin, Chuck, that don't think,
early.
Think you'd see many young ladies take that shot.
She has a little bit of confidence in her ability to score, I think.
I think so. Minster backcourt trailing by 18, 31-13, 3:52 left. Third quarter of play. McClurg outside the arc on the left. Gives it up to Inskeep. Near side, Hemmelgarn. Now Inskeep straight away. Here's a high arching three-pointer outside the arc, right flank. Hemmelgarn missed it. Long rebound, Hemmelgarn, though. Now McClurg. McClurg hangs on. Hemmelgarn straight away. Now McClurg, 25-footer short. Long board comes down to Liberty Benton's May. Up the floor to Recker. Off balance in the lane. Shot it with the left. No good. Rebound on the deck. Held ball. 3:14 to go in the third. 31-13. Liberty Benton leads it. Baseline left of the basket. Recker will throw in. Recker lobs right in front to Gerken. Open look. Six-footer. Swish. 33-13. Liberty Benton leads. Biggest margin, 20. Quickly up the floor. It's Larger for Minster. Top of the circle. McClurg back to Larger in the right corner. Larger looks for the cutter. Dribbles on top with the left. And Liberty Benton makes it tough on Minster to reverse the ball. Ball thrown to Inskeep in the lane. Tries to feed down low for a teammate. And it's stoked away out of bounds by Liberty Benton, but off the fingertip of a Minster player.
Well, I'll tell you, they play that zone as well as any zone I've seen.
Oh, they do. They do. They keep you on the outside. They clog up the middle. Don't let you reverse it. You might get the ball to the short corner every now and then, and that's the shot you've got to train.
Well, and they want you to take threes against this.
Right.
They want you to take them.
2.5 to go here in the third. 33-13, Liberty Benton. Straight away, Irwin behind the screen. She comes off of it and missed one short. Rebound to Minster. 2:15 to go, third quarter. Minster down by 20. Here's Inskeep, 25 feet away on the left for Minster. Looks for a player on the near side. It's caught there by Sparks. Sparks on the left-hand bounce. Pivots. Comes back to Hemmelgarn. Hemmelgarn on the bounce. Ball handed off to Larger, 25 feet away. In the right corner it goes. Minster reverses it. Here's a three from the left flank by Hemmelgarn. Short, might have been deflected. Loose ball rebound, Minster. Left corner jumper by Sparks. Wide of the mark, no good. Deflected off the rim, out of bounds to Liberty Benton. Minster drained the opening three to start the game in the first 15 seconds. 10 points since, Chuck, in almost three full quarters of play.
Yep. Albers has seven of their 13.
That's how stifling this Liberty Benton zone defense has been. Minute 35 to go. Third quarter of play. Dribble drive. Recker lobbing down low on the right for Gherkin. Overshoots it. Might have been fouled. Good rebound by Barhorst of Minster.
Well, she has to be. She's too strong to let a bump like that throw her shot off. You can't expect the whistle.
Right.
Just go ahead and score.
Indeed. Yep. Minster deep in the right corner, throws it cross court. Ball pass, top of the circle, Sparks. Near side it goes to Hemmelgarn. 104 to go, third quarter. 33-13, Liberty Benton. Pitch and catch on the arc. It is Lamb to the three-point shooter, high right, Hemmelgarn. No, off the flange. Long board down to Recker. Shake and bake move. Gives it up, deep left corner. Three ball by Liberty Benton is good. Wow, good-looking shot by Addie Crow, who started the game, has rarely pumped up the ball in this contest. Looked good on that three. 5'7", 5'7", junior. Here's a double team at midcourt on Minster. Stolen on the play by Crow. Crow drives in with a left-hand foul against Minster. 30 seconds left here in the third. 36-13 in favor of Liberty Benton. And at the stripe is Addie Crow. She's got two coming. Crow, after two bounces, lets it fly. Missed it. A little heavy on the shot. No good. Second one upcoming. Don't forget, Jackson Center Pro Hardware is now in Greenville, too, at 418 South Broadway. In Jackson Center at 112 East Pike. At your Pro Hardware stores in Jackson Center and Greenville, 20% off DeWalt power tools, plus all your winterizing equipment and technology and materials. Get them all at Jackson Center and Greenville Pro Hardware. Both free throws missed by Liberty Benton. Ball stabbed out of bounds by the Eagles.
Yeah, Willow showed her some volleyball experience that time. That shot was not very good.
And at your Jackson Center and Greenville Pro Hardware stores, get white and gray shaker cabinets, plus solid wood raised panel cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers. Special prices, professional service at your Pro Hardware stores. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center, and in Greenville, 418 South Broadway. Final seconds, third quarter after a miss down to a right by Minster. A heave from the center stripe to Liberty Benton, no good. And the third quarter's in the books. Finley, Liberty Benton, 36. Minster, 13 after three. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Fall in love with Frisch's new hand-battered chicken tenders, made with all the TLC we can fit into a tender. Each delicious tender is hand-battered in our special recipe, then cooked to order. For extra crispy chicken on the outside and oh-so-tender all-white meat inside. So dip them, crunch them, fall in love with our new hand-battered chicken tenders. Oh, yeah.
Get three hand-battered chicken tenders plus fries for only $7.99. Available on DoorDash and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
36-13, Finley Liberty Benton over Minster as we start the fourth quarter. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center, does it all and very well, too. a full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged by day and time. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines, 2 to 5 Monday to Friday, 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Open 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, 10 to 1 on Saturdays. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, phone 937-596-8100. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, in-store shopping, curbside pickup. Doing everything well to keep you well. Here is Minster at the foul line. Ball batted free by Liberty Benton. Minster gets it back. Overplay, nearly a steal by Recker. Ball rotated deep right corner. Long three ball is good from downtown. Good looking shot from distance by Lindy Hemmelgarn of Minster. She poured it through. One of the longest shots of the afternoon. She drained it. Minute gone in the fourth, 36-16, Liberty Benton leads. Here's Crow on a weave to Irwin, straight away, high arches the three. He glanced off the ring, rebound baseline right, foul against Barbara of Liberty Benton. 6:53 to go here in the fourth, 20-point lead, Liberty Benton. You know, we are a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those that come to us from towns all around. We're Myers Tavern, 303 North Main, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal at Myers in Botkins. Breakfast starts at 6. Terrific strip loin steak at night. Proud to be a local casual hangout. We welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Phone 937-693-8271 for Myers Tavern in Botkins. Have a seat, have a burger. We bet you won't find better. Myers, 937-693-8271, Myers Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins. As we return to action, good post-up move in the lane by Barhorst of Minster. She slapped across the wrist while shooting. Her first free throw is good. 36-17, Liberty Benton. Second shot coming. She flexes the knees. Missed it strong, hit the rim twice. Rebound comes down to Gherkin of the Eagles. Gherkin up the floor, left corner, Crow. She chucks up the three, missed it wide right. Rebound down to Minster. Here comes Hemmelgarn, crossover dribble. 6:16 to go in the game. Hemmelgarn bounces outside the arc on the right to Lamb. In the middle to Barhorst. Jumping and shooting the three ball. High left is Hemmelgarn again, and she pours it in again. How about that? Two in a row by Hemmelgarn.
Same spot, too. Nice shot.
Good-looking jumper, three-point land by Lindy Hemmelgarn of Minster, giving the Wildcats girls a lift late. 36-20, Liberty Benton. 5:46 to go. Oh, the cutter, Gherkin. Great feed by Crow. Layup in the half court, got it, and a foul against Minster.
Boy, what is that? They hit the wing. She rolled one right down the lane, got hit her perfectly, laid it up left-handed. That was just like it's dritten up.
38-20 in favor of Liberty Benton. 5 minutes, 42 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Don't forget, later on today, airtime 4:55, tip at 5:30, Rushi Minster boys. We're right back here at the Minster gym. Foul shot by Gherkin. Got it. And she wraps up the three-point play the old-fashioned way. Hemmelgarn to McClurg for Minster. Cross-court pass comes right back to Hemmelgarn. Deep right corner, handled there on the play by Albers. To Inskeep in the post. Hits a cutter below the rim. Powering to the basket, Albers. Foul over the back against Liberty Benton. It was actually Albers who caught it below the iron, and she was chopped up from the backside. Couple of free throws here for Barhorst for Minster. She's got two. The first one is around and out to the left. No good. 5:23 to go in the fourth, 19-point lead in favor of Liberty Benton. Barhorst again. Swish. 39-21, Minster down. Full court pressure, Minster. In back court, it is Recker. Recker up the right side. Works hard against McClurg. Hands off to Gherkin. At the elbow on the right. Ball high overhead. Guarded by Inskeep. Top of the circle, Karis Willow, the 6'3 volleyball player who's in. Recker on the dribble, reverses far side of the floor. Gives it up to Gherkin. Popping out to catch Willow. High left is Crow. Swings it to Gherkin. She barrels down the left side of the lane. Oh, my goodness. Cupped the ball under her left shoulder and swiveled to the basket, shoveling it in with the left hand. Oh, was that dazzling.
I don't even remember her from the Army game last year.
Long swish, right corner. Good-looking triple by Albers of Minster on the counter.
She's got 10 now. She had a nice game.
41-24. Here is McClure guarding at midcourt for Minster, and she picks up the foul. She knocked Recker down. Ball will be inbounded at the center stripe by Liberty Benton. 4 minutes, 21 seconds to go here in the fourth. It goes from Crow to Recker in backcourt. 17-point lead, Liberty Benton. First basket in this game was scored by Minster. Then the Wildcats suffered a scoring swoon for 2 to 2.5 quarters.
Well, they scored 5, 5, and 3.
There you go.
And then so they got 6, 7, 8 to 11 here in the fourth.
And as many in the fourth almost as Minster had scored in the previous three periods combined. 4 minutes left in the game. 41-24 Eagles. Here's Irwin high left. Gives it up right flank on the play to Recker. Ball lobbed down inside for Willow, who might have been held. Yep. Foul Barhorst, 1-1 here for Liberty Benton. Like to remind you about Dickman Supply, the number one resource for your electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services. That's Dickman, Dickman Supply. 4 warehouses that stock hundreds of brands. And for your home, Dickman's got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. We take pride in being family-owned and operated for over 65 years. A reputation of reliability makes your choice easy. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory, small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 single solution, and that's Dickman Supply. DickmanSupply.com in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. 3:33 to go in the fourth quarter. Minster pitch and catch on the arc. Into the right corner goes to Albers, out high to McClurg. Thought about gunning from 25, now does. Little off to the left. Rebound, left corner, tracked down by Liberty Benton. Outlet to Irwin, running, shooting a hook shot on the go. No good. Rebound in the lane is put up and missed short by Willow, but she's hacked on the wrist by Barhorst. Willow's got 2 here for Liberty Benton. She's the volleyball star. Headed to Penn State for that sport. But donned the basketball shoes for Coach Irwin's season here in 22-23. She sinks the free throw. Easy does it for the first-year varsity player.
Nice to have a 6'3 girl come out as a senior, isn't it?
What a luxury. Already a big team anyway. Second shot by Willow. Yep. Hits them both.
Her basketball skills, not there yet, but her athletic skills are.
43-24, Liberty Benton. 3 minutes left here in the fourth. Don't forget, coming up later today, 4:55 airtime. Rushi boys against Minster, right back here at the Minster gym. Here's a 3 from the left corner by Albers. It skids off the rim for Minster. Long rebound, weak side of the floor by Recker of Liberty Benton. On a jaunt, to the head of the key, pulls up, stops, veers back out. On a weave, it goes to Crow. Right corner, Irwin wide open, off the back iron. Her three ball missed. Rarely does. That one was a bit heavy. Minster into the forecourt, 25 feet away on the right, nearly a walk against the Wildcats. In fact, it might have been. Out high, goes to McClurg. Left flank, Albers, back to McClurg. Into the high post to Inskeep. Open shooter, right corner, behind the arc. Yes, sir. Good-looking jump shot from distance on the play, but Minster bumped in by Kendall Bergman.
Morgan Sparks.
I'm sorry, 13, Morgan Sparks. She made a big three last year in the fourth quarter against Liberty Benton up at Finley to help ignite Minster. They pulled away to win that game by 12. Gerken was missing, out injured for Liberty Benton. Gerken's made her presence felt today. 43-27. She missed the shorty inside there. Left-handed shot, shy of the mark, tie up on the rebound. Foul called against Liberty Benton, and Minster will shoot free throws. Head coach Irwin wondering why that foul was called when there have been rebounds like that the entire game. I would agree, a little bit inconsistent.
At 138, yeah. I don't think they've done a bad job calling the game.
Tell you what.
I can't do ponytail. Who is that?
At the line, that's Albers for, or I should say Barhorse for Minster. Okay. Shoots it off to the right, no good. Her long ponytail covers up the numerals on the back. She missed the front end of the 1-1, 16-point lead for Liberty Benton, which powers it down inside to Gerken, who goes up strong right in front, and she's walloped. She will shoot two. Minute 24 to go in the game. Minster's gotten three balls from several different players. That's been Minster's offense in this game.
Four young ladies have made threes.
Sparks, Hemmelgarn, McClurg, and Albers.
Right.
Minute 24 to go here in the fourth quarter. 1-1 for Gerken of Minster. Or is it a two-shot situation? Never mind. Doesn't matter. She pops it in. 44-27 in favor of Liberty Benton. Second shot on the way. Yep. And a timeout is taken by Liberty Benton. 30-second timeout to get some new faces on the court. 18-point lead, Liberty Benton. Stephen, Ted's, and Anna, your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. Steve Hooker, Ted Burning started Stephen, Ted's in 2002, quickly building a great reputation for quality products and affordable services. Flexible finance options available at Stephen, Ted's, 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. The phone number, jot it down, 419-628-2645. We will make your budget deliver energy and cost savings for many years to come at Steve and Ted's. Steve and Ted, your local Lennox dealer, proud to offer only the finest heating and cooling products and services. A minute 14 to go in the game, 45-27. Liberty Benton over Minster. Dribbling outside the arc on the right for Minster is a new player in, Chloe Thien.
Brooke Clooney's in the game.
Yep, Brooke Clooney's got it outside the arc on the left. Back near side to Thien. Ball thrown into the post to Kennedy Court. Now the three-point jump shooter straight away. Brooke Clooney off to the right, no good. Rebound deflected out by Minster with 46 ticks to go. 45-27, Liberty Benton. It was that mid-game swoon by Minster that did the Wildcats in. They've had a pretty good fourth quarter.
Yeah, their other three quarters offensively weren't very good.
Little pick and roll down inside for Avery Knepper, a 5'6 sophomore for Liberty Benton. Ball batted away by Minster, but a foul. And Knepper will shoot two.
Knepper was pretty much all they had in the JV game. Minster won it by 20-something.
Knepper's foul shot on the way. It is bouncing, no good. Hit the rim to the right. Ricocheted to the left. That's a fairly popular name, last name up in those parts. A few years ago, Ottoville had a good player with the same last name. K-N-E-double-P-E-R. Foul shot missed again. Half minute to go in the game. Minster down by 18 with the ball. Straight away it's Steen. Looks down inside for Lydia Mesher. Can't find her. Gives it up on the arc to Clooney. Now the ball handled 25 feet away by Morgan Sparks. Back to the basket in the paint area is Kennedy Court. She pops out to catch 20 feet away with 5 to go. On the baseline, she overshoots. Weak side rebound by Liberty Benton, and that'll do it. It's over. It's in the books. Liberty Benton avenges last year's loss to Minster up in Findlay by defeating the Wildcats here this afternoon, 45-27. Well, if Minster can get its inside game going, that blended with some good three-point shooting like we saw today, may make Minster mighty tough as this season progresses. In Division II, Findlay Liberty Benton is going to be tough to beat. It's the favorite in the Blanchard Valley Conference, and Liberty Benton will surely go deep in Division II as it's done in past years in the Division III tournaments. Very impressive club, Liberty Benton, with the three-point shooting and the six-foot size on the interior. Like to let you know all about one of our fine sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. I mentioned Burke Petroleum early on in our pregame when we were on some 20 minutes before our tip. Don't forget Burke Petroleum in Minster. Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. Hey, propane customers, Burke Petroleum can now service your propane needs too. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum in Minster, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire, request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke Petroleum, B-U-R-K-E, 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work for all your energy needs. Chuck, a look at the scoring in this game. Powerful Liberty Benton team beats Minster by 18, 45-27.
Yeah, they were as advertised. I mean, those two young ladies in Gherkin and Irwin, and they got enough supporting cast that they're a really good basketball team. They had a 28-24 rebounding advantage. Minster turned the ball over 19 times for the game, 11 in the first quarter. So they cut that back after the first quarter. 8 or 10 turnovers for Liberty Benton. Neither team shot free throws really well. Minster 5 of 9, Liberty Benton 8 of 15. The individual scoring for Liberty Benton, Gherkin had 20. And Irwin had 13. That's my two Clancy's players of the game for Liberty Benton. And on the other side, Casey Albers had 10. Hemelgarn had 6. 5 from McClurg. And I'm going to go with Casey Albers as the player of the game for the Wildcats.
That's Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. And nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
And welcome back here to Minster. Final time here this afternoon for game one. 45-27, Liberty Benton over Minster. Liberty Benton now 3-0. Minster girls are 2-2 on the season. Minster boys coming up later against Rushi. We've got that game for you at 4:55, a tip at 5:30, so don't miss it. And this coming Tuesday night from Rushi, Tri-Village girls at Rushi, should be one heck of a game.
Yeah, boy, looking forward to that one.
Yep, tip off at 7:30, airtime 6:55. This coming Tuesday night, the Rushi girls host Tri-Village. A couple players short last year at Tri-Village. The Patriots lost to Rushi by a dozen points. I think the final score was 60-48.
Yeah, they were missing three starters because of some disciplinary action.
Yeah, 60-48 or 61-49. Rushi won that game over Tri-Village, which will be seeking revenge in that rematch on Tuesday night at Rushi. Again, airtime 6:55, tip at 7:30, and this afternoon 4:55 airtime, Rushi boys at Minster. For Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, for our online audience, thank you so much for tuning in and joining us on scoresbroadcast.com. Final score, once again, Minster loses to Findlay Liberty Benton. The Eagles defeat the Wildcats. Final tally 45-27 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC
solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, SCORES, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.